If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants. Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
All right, Payne and Pendergast with you on a Tuesday. We'll talk to the guys on In the Loop and find out what they've got going on the show today. So the schedule comes out tomorrow for the Houston Texans, for the entire NFL. Some of the games have trickled out. We know now who the international games are going to be. We already knew the host teams for the international games. We now have both teams for all the international games. I guess the two most noteworthy things there would be, one, the Brazil game that kicks off the international schedule the Friday of week one is going to be the Chargers and the Chiefs.
Boo!
That game sounds like it's going to be on YouTube, is what they're expecting. So we are exporting a division game in the AFC West. The other interesting thing about the international schedule is that the Vikings in week four go to Ireland to face the Steelers, and then they stay over there. They stay overseas.
Where are they going to stay? Are they staying in Ireland or in London?
I don't know.
They go to London the next day.
I don't know. Okay. They play in Ireland in week four. They play the Steelers, and then they play the Browns in London in week five.
I would say if I were Kevin O'Connell, I would want to just go ahead and have them stay in London for that next week. At the very least in London. You know, like both those countries have a big pub culture, but in Ireland, you feel like the Americans going to Ireland are going to want to really, really just prove themselves that they can hang with the Irish. And that's never a good idea.
No.
When it comes to things like that, don't try to hang with an Irishman.
Nope.
You guys got to remember, I've stayed in the same place as Sean for weeks at a time, and it's you're not going to do it.
Special arrangements. Seth can get his beauty sleep, and I can come in at 3 a.m. Yes.
Well, I can't, I'm 100% honest about the part of like, okay, you're in Ireland, you're there for a week. What do you do in Ireland?
That's
you
their go main out,
you
hobby.
Tour the pubs
yes.
and everything. Yeah,
yeah, that's what they do there. Yeah, I'm with you.
Plenty of great pubs in London, don't get me wrong, it's just not as much a part of like the focal point of why you're going there.
That's right.
So, go to London.
Go to London. Good advice. All right, so we haven't seen any Texans games trickle out yet because it's not just the international games. We know what the season opener is going to be, Eagles hosting Cowboys. We've started to see some of the other games. At least one of the Christmas games has dropped today. I'll have to go look and see, but the Broncos and the Chiefs are going to play on Christmas Day, so the Chiefs back on the Christmas Day schedule. We haven't seen any of the Texans game. A few Monday night games have made their way onto the radar, which this might be an indicator that the Texans schedule is normalizing a little bit this year compared to last year when they were playing on Christmas Day. They were playing three games in 11 days twice on the schedule. They played three primetime games in a row in the middle of the season, weeks 9, 10, and 11. So maybe the Texans are getting treated more like just your garden variety, decent NFL team as opposed to last year. Well, where it felt like they were being treated like a real team to watch last year.
Right,
you know?
Right. Yeah, and I think the buzz factor around C.J. Stroud is not nearly the same this year as it was last year.
Yep.
So I think that probably isn't going to move the meter as much.
Yeah.
He's been taken over by Jaden in terms of young quarterback buzz factor.
No doubt. So if we just based on their nationally televised games last season, because that may be something else that the league is looking at if they're looking like, all right, well, when we put them on a big stage, how did they do last year? Based on how they did last year, how should we expect the league to treat the Texans when the schedule comes out tomorrow? Here were their six games, Seth, that they had the stage to themselves. They weren't all primetime, but like Christmas, you know, stage to yourself. The Saturday game with KC, stage to yourself. They went 2-4 in those six games. They beat the Bears on Sunday Night Football in week two. That was a game where they just murdered Caleb Williams all day long.
Yeah.
They had like seven sacks. Then they weren't on a nationally televised game again until Halloween when they lost to Aaron Rodgers and the New York Jets.
Yes, yes. Aaron Rodgers and looking like peak Aaron Rodgers for at least one half of football game.
Yeah.
Made some he was a machine. He was a machine, Aaron Rodgers was in the second half.
So that's 1-1 with those two games. Then the very next week, honestly, this might have been one of their more impressive showings on national TV, and it was a loss.
Yeah.
They lost 26-23 to the Lions in a game at home on Sunday Night Football, in a game where they intercepted Jared Goff five times and had a 23-7 lead at the half.
And as you pointed out, it was the first time in the history of American football that it felt like it, that you could pick a quarterback off five times and
lose
the game.
Yeah, it was one of those kind of, this hasn't happened since 1962.
Yeah.
Okay, so they're 1-2. Continuing, a week later, they played Dallas. They destroyed the Cowboys on Monday Night Football. I would imagine that carries a lot of weight because everybody hates the Cowboys. So 34-10, they beat a Cooper Rush-led Cowboy team. And then
except that it wasn't a good game, I guess.
No.
So if you're just going by like, did they deliver a good? Did they deliver an intriguing performance? No, they actually blew the Cowboys out. It ended up being boring.
Yep, it was boring. And then the final two games were the two games that were 4 days apart. Kansas City, they lost that game 27-19. That was the game where Tank Dell got hurt. That sucked. And then, as if it couldn't get any worse, 4 days later, on Christmas Day, they lost 31-2 to the Baltimore Ravens.
The Chiefs game was at least a really good game.
Yes, the Texans.
The Texans were in position to take the lead late in the game. They just couldn't close the deal, and so that was a good game at least. But then the
Baltimore game was awful.
The Baltimore game was atrocious.
It was terrible. The Baltimore,
they couldn't even do us the honor of giving us a normal football score.
No, 31-2.
It
might have been a scoregami. I'll have to ask Reggie. He's the
I believe it was a scoregami.
Yeah, I'll have to. Reggie will know for sure. We'll have to check with him. 31-2, the final score. So I guess based on the sum total of those appearances on national television, staged to themselves, 2-4. One of the four losses was a very competitive one to at the time, many people thought the best team in football, the Lions. The rest of it was just kind of ugh. I am going to guess, based purely on the performance in these nationally televised games, Seth, these six games, I'm going to give the Texans the stage to themselves three times when the schedule comes out tomorrow. I think they get a Sunday night, a Monday night, and then some other rando somewhere.
Okay.
The Houston Texans, yeah.
The 31-2 was not a scoregami. The first one was the Packers versus the Boston Redskins in 1936.
Okay.
So the Texans are the most recent team to
One to do it in the era of television.
It's only three games have ever had a scoregami.com is fascinating. Three games have ended 31-2.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
The other one was the Cowboys. The sandwich one was the Cowboys in 1965. So that was the first time since 1965.
All right.
The game had ended 31-2.
Yeah, man. We hadn't put anybody on the moon yet when the first two happened. And now here we go.
And we still haven't, you idiot.
Conspiracy theories, a theme for today's show. Yeah. So I'm thinking three and a half I'd put the number at, you know, for national games to themselves.
It seems like a lot of our listeners have lost their appetite for primetime games. They just want to hey, give me some noon games. Let's just do this thing. Let me wake up early on a Sunday, roll out of bed, barbecue is my breakfast, here we go.
Those three games in a row on primetime last year.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed, because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Weeks 9, 10, and 11, I think, took a lot out of people.
Yeah.
I think they took a lot of the starch out of the nationally televised thing.
I love doing the pregame show, but I would like to have a year at some point in this job where I just go and tailgate and
as a
have
fan?
A good time every yeah. morning yeah, before a game.
Yeah.
We smell all of the barbecue, the entire show.
Yeah.
And I see all the beer, and I can't really partake of either of them that much.
We get fed like once a year. Like yeah. some tailgater will bring food
yeah, we
by.
Could arrange it to get more, but I don't even like eating. Trying to eat barbecue and then go right back to your computer.
No.
It's, yeah.
A lot of smudginess. Yeah, for sure. That coughing you hear in the background is John
Howdy.
Lopez dying over there. Yeah, how you doing?
I'm fantastic. That's how are good. You?
I'm great. John yeah. John Lopez, Reggie Atatula. Reggie, how you feeling?
I am still flabbergasted from a lot of things that happened yesterday.
Okay.
But, you know.
Power rank them, please. What are they?
I'm going to be honest. It's the draft lottery, the way that fell yesterday. That's one.
Oh, yeah. You have ties up to Dallas.
I do.
Are you on a group text with people up there?
I am, and okay. that's a number of them, in fact. And I was just trying to get a feel for things. And, of course, like especially talking to media folks up there, they were all working in that moment, as I'm sure you might imagine.
Yeah,
so I'm just
yeah.
sitting there like, who do I get to talk about this with? Because I kind of want to like get feels of what it felt like on the ground. Everybody's like, nah, I can't talk to you right now. Working.
So we have no feel for if the Mavericks fans, who last we saw them were protesting,
yes.
not showing up for games and screaming "Fire Nico" at games,
mm-hmm.
we don't know if the ping pong balls landing a certain way have them feeling differently. I'm looking at the TV screen in our studio here. One of the questions they were talking about on First Take was, should Mavericks fans feel differently about Nico Harrison now? And I'm like, what the hell did he do?
Yeah. I'll tell you what. No, but if you are, as one poll suggested, 91% of people believe that the lottery is totally fixed.
Correct.
If you do believe the conspiracy theories, then Nico Harrison should lean into it. Like at his next press conference, he should give a little wink. You know, it was just a little bit like, hey, you guys thought I didn't know what I was doing, huh?
Wait, you're going as far as giving a wink. People are now retrofitting. You remember that look that got caught on the television camera of him, like, you know, kind of looking to the side?
Almost a little ominous. Bit, yeah.
That people are now taking that to mean.
It's like a wrestling storyline. Like,
that's exactly what it is.
It's like, remember, boy, what great storytelling. Look at Hulk Hogan's face right there.
Exactly.
He knew the heel turn was coming right there.
And that's exactly what's happening.
Oh,
hook, line, and sinker, man.
Wow.
You got to remember, man, like, we are all sports fans. And in moments where you are frustrated with the organization, deep down that frustration comes from the idea that you want to be excited. You want to be happy.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. And here comes the great white hope, Cooper Flagg, a young, talented player that looks like he's going to be some level of generational. And everybody's like, yeah, I'm back in. Like, I literally have a friend who had not just sworn off the Mavericks, not just sworn off basketball, but damn near sworn off sports. And she was just like, back. Back
she's
like
back
I never
in.
Left.
Okay.
Like
yeah.
she
okay.
never left. So, yeah, man.
Is that how she conducts herself in your personal relationship?
Well? I can either confirm
never
or
again.
Deny.
Yeah. Never again, Reginald.
Neither confirm nor deny is how I will handle that.
I'm going to look through your text, and I'm going to see an angry refusal to ever talk to you again, followed by the next text.
Heart.
You up?
Yep.
Yeah. Heart emojis. Yeah. By the way, Crosstalk sponsored by D&M Auto Leasing. Yeah, what's the question of the day, fellas?
Well, the question of the day is something. What is something that you have rigged or cheated on?
Okay, that's a great one. That is a great one.
Seth, I've got a couple that came.
Seth,
to mind.
Do you have one? Because I have two.
I don't know. Not off the top of my head.
Yeah, Seth is an upstanding gentleman. I
have.
Never
yeah, Seth might have
thing.
Zero.
Oh, I would do it if I had the energy.
Oh, everybody's rigged something.
There was one time. Well, we were unsuccessful in
everybody.
Doing this.
Everybody.
There was one time back in the early 2000s before I got into radio. One of my very best friends back then, and even to the day he passed last year, was Ken Hoffman from the Chronicle. And Ken was involved in a lot of different eating events. Yeah. You know, he wrote a lot about food.
You're going to burst my bubble about the kolaches, aren't you?
No, no, no. Okay. It has nothing to do with kolaches. There was a rib eating contest at a rib joint downtown.
Okay.
And I was basically, Ken wanted me to get in there and win that thing. So we had a system going where I was sitting next to one of Ken's neighbors handing off wings.
Wow.
Ribs. Yeah, ribs. We got caught.
You did?
Yeah, we got caught. The other one actually has to do with my story last week about my community service. Remember when I got caught doing prank calls
to
people?
Oh, yeah,
my community service was driving a golf cart around campus, picking up athletes at their classes, the injured athletes. I got to use that golf cart as essentially a car on campus. And it just so happened that my punishment coincided with spring week, where we had all of the different events. Mm-hmm. Like, we didn't have fraternities and sororities at Notre Dame. We had we had single-sex dorms that functioned as fraternities and sororities. We were allowed to drink and party in them and stuff like that. So we were paired up. Every male dorm was paired up with a girl dorm, and you had all these events. Like Revenge of the Nerds. You had all these different events, and it was like an Olympic thing. And at the end, the one with the most points wins. Mm-hmm. There was a scavenger hunt.
Oh.
There was a scavenger hunt around campus.
I want to see how deep this goes.
Where you had to basically, you know, they give you a clue. You go, you walk to the next place.
Yeah.
Those are fun.
And get the next clue. And you, eventually you go to five different places on campus and you have to, but you have to walk the whole thing.
Except you didn't walk.
I hid the golf cart in the bushes. Yeah. Everybody's running one direction. I'm running the other direction and I get in this golf
cart. And somehow you beat him there.
This is the problem. The record was like 53 minutes.
Yeah.
I would literally have to have been a robot to get the time. I thought like my winning time was like 26 minutes or something.
And you didn't think about it? You didn't like, let me get to the end and just kind of loiter, loaf around,
No.
make this believable?
Yeah. No, I was there to shatter the record.
Yes.
Needless to say,
you're like Kim Jong-un's dad. Did you ever hear the story about the golf course there? There's like one national golf course in North Korea, and Kim Jong-un's dad has the record at like 35 under par. Nobody's ever come close to breaking
the record. I'm fairly certain that at least a few of the other participants probably saw me at point on the golf cart. So those are my two.
You know what? I honestly,
but I've not cheated at anything since either of those.
One time during the Great Recession, I was kind of curious about just looking at some of the properties that were being sold for foreclosure and everything. Mm-hmm. So I was in this small rural county where one of my relatives lives, and I just wanted to go out and check it out. And it was this one property came up, and it was like this. It was like, all right, such and such, such property. Do we have any bidders? And a guy was like, $2,000, and it sold immediately.
Oh, wow.
Like, and then moved on to the next one. I'm like, what the hell did I just see here?
Sketchy.
I'm looking around at all these guys that all knew each other and everything. And I'm like, I'm not asking any questions.
No.
I got to drive home tonight.
That's right. That's right.
That's wild. All right. Well, I can't wait to hear y'all's answer to this question.
I've got a couple good ones.
One of them
has to do with a casino in Nevada.
That's all I was saying. My answer's probably not that
You're
good.
Still here?
John Lopez's answers, I'm sure, would be very good. And, of course, the listeners, because.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we got a lot of scoundrels out there for sure. Yeah.
Not my words, by the way.
No. All right. Crosstalk brought to you by D&M Auto Leasing.
I'd love to hear it.
Thank you. Seth, antibodies to you.
Antibodies and best of luck in all of your future fraudulent scams.
Thank you. Thank you. I've got at least three on the radar. Yeah. All right. You're listening to KLT AM, KLT FM HD2, Houston and Odyssey Sports Station. We're out of time.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.